This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:47, you're listening to The Morning Run. Hello and good morning. I'm Melissa Idris with Julian Ng and our newest member of The Morning Run family, Tan Chung Han.
Hello and good morning to all of you.
And we're going to take you all the way to 9 o'clock with the top business news of the day. So let's start with Felda, guys. More news on Felda. Now, the latest is that Felda Group has refuted recent reports claiming the disposal of some of its stake in Maybank is meant to fund the purchase of Indonesia's Eagle High Plantation. Here's Chairman Tan Sri Syarif Samad, who also confirmed that the purchase will be government funded and the details will be revealed later.
That's speculative, purely speculative. And I suppose everybody who writes an article can be as imaginative, but it's not linked to the acquisition of Eagle High. And we have not entered into any arrangement on the funding as yet, but it will be government funding on the acquisition of Eagle High.
So that was Tan Sri Syarif Samad, the chairman of Felda, who also said at that press conference yesterday that Felda is considering disposing some of its overseas assets. This is after selling down that stake in Maybank.
So I'm a supporter of the idea of the GST because I think the GST way of taxation is progressive. It taxes rich people or people who consume more, but you need to distribute it correctly. So my question about Felda right now is why are we taxing the people and trying to raise 40 billion ringgit? At the same time, from the right hand to the left hand, we are spending 2.25 billion trying to fund this acquisition. And also the budget last year allocated almost 7 billion to BRIM spendings, for example, which is not a bad idea. I mean, you give money to people. 2.25 billion can add about one third to that BRIM spending. I think Felda now is being put in that very awkward position of having to explain away this deal with financial speak that many of us don't understand. This deal seems like it's just foisted upon them.
Well, yes, I do agree with you, Julian, in the sense that we are in a time whereby Malaysia is pursuing a fiscal consolidation agenda. You got to tighten your purse strings, right? So yes, it does come at a time whereby you have to place these kind of deals under increased scrutiny. But here's another way of looking at it, though, because this deal is not an immediate effect. This deal could give you returns, you know, for multiple decades from now, right? So there is a component to it. This is a long-term investment. Also keeping in mind that the palm oil industry is crucial to Malaysia's coffers. Every month, it accounts for about 9-10% of our total exports. And just to give you some context here, the revenue from palm oil exports and also palm-based products will bring in more than GST collection. So I think any way we can find that kind of added value when it comes to the palm oil space, we need to pursue it. Granted, timing might be an issue, but hey, you know, if they can work this deal through, I say why not?
So you think it's a good deal?
Well, I wouldn't quite say it's a good deal, but here's another way of looking at it again. If let's say someone came up to you and said, hey, I got you a $175 million discount on a deal. You give them a pat on the back. Why not Felda?
This is in relation to FGV previously attempting.
Right, correct. So when this deal was first mooted back in 2015, mm-hmm. the price tag was $680 million. Now the revised price tag is $505 million. So hey, you got some value right there.
I think obviously it's a choice on the language and the words that are being used, right? On one hand, it's savings, but on the other hand, you're still spending 2.25 billion. And I think that it's very dangerous to speak in couching it in terms of certainty, like, as if you build, they will come. These investments involve risks. Of course, if the investments pan out well, you get the dividends from it. But what if it doesn't? And even if you did get dividends from it, let's say to the tune of, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% per annum, you're still having to deal with the fact that 100% of 2.25 billion is taken away from the government coffers and locked in to a kind of loan that you're giving to Felda, which is a socially driven organization, which is to help the settlers. So in the meantime, we have to look at this holistically from the budgetary point of view, whether we are spending our money cleverly. We have 655 billion ringgit national debt. Every year, our budget is 250 to 300 billion, and we have pressing needs everywhere. But at the same time, we're giving loans out left, right, and center to people like Felda, to Proton, and so on. How do we reconcile all these conflicting needs?
So if I get you correctly, Jules, it's the funding method that you are upset about, the fact that it could be government funded. Let's say Felda decided to raise the money themselves, would you be for it?
Well, Felda is still under the purview of the government, and therefore what they do has to be looked at holistically. And I think the government is in the position and the power to reassess all these investment churning institutions like Khazanah, like Felda, and even all the GLCs, whether the government should take more of a socialistic rule and think about other pressing needs of the country rather than the conventional wisdom that investing by the government is good for you or is good for the nation.
Now, if the criticism is against the funding mechanism for this deal, then you can also easily argue that going to the government is actually a smart choice, because as opposed to, let's say, getting funding from the banks or tapping the capital markets, you're not going to get the same favorable conditions as opposed to getting a loan from good old daddy-o, which is the government.
Of course,
right?
Why not, right? With a little bit of help from the government, right. Why not, right? But you're not. Are you a commercial institution or are you a social institution, right? If you are a commercial institution, do you have the ability to rise up to the demands of the market and borrow with commercial terms? Now you're trying to get a little bit of help from the government, but at the same time, you're saying that the government should not consider a little bit of help for the rest of the nation, but should instead give out this loan to Felda, who couldn't borrow on commercial terms.
But Felda settlers are Malaysians. You know, here's the thing. I mean, we can't run away from that. So therein lies the nature of GLCs, right? They're not just a regular profit gung-ho, you know, a kind of business model, you know, and if we have to do VSS, so be it. No, you have to consider the social costs of these Felda settlers. So if this deal, A, can give you synergy from at a government-to-government level, B, protect the Felda settlers, and C, also expand the palm oil industry, why not?
I think the B is the biggest point. I don't think this is fulfilling
okay,
B.
Let's agree to disagree at this point in time, because there are other more pressing issues also in the business pages today, including a comment from the former Prime Minister, Tun Dr. Mahathir. He has responded to a purported challenge by His Royal Highness, the Sultan of Johor, Sultan Ibrahim, on the development of Johor Bahru. So in a letter to The Star, Tun Mahathir said he was merely reiterating a Bloomberg article from November 22nd, which highlighted the influx of China developers into Johor, as well as the concerns of a property glut there.
I think Dr. Mahathir was concerned about the degree and influx of foreigners buying into for a city. He laments that they are not going to be purchased by either Malays or Malaysian Chinese, but an influx of the Chinese people into this enclave. And he worries that this has been some land, almost a kind of gazetted land to the foreigners. I don't know what you guys think. What do you think of this? Is this a degree of xenophobia or is this FDI?
What are the effects of Forest City on JB? I mean, he's making some big claims here, but do we have any kind of concrete information as to what the effects of Forest City has had on the Johor Bahru property market?
Well, generally speaking, in terms of FDI, this would be seen as a positive, right? Inflow.
Money coming in.
FDI. But then whether it's sustainable, whether there is actually pent-up local demand for it, That I think is the crux of this whole controversy, because it appears that the demand is coming from abroad. Now, whether that demand will actually translate into other ripple effects in the domestic economy, of course, that is many, many years away. We have to wait and see. But again, it comes back to the idea of if you make these investments, you have to take these risks, right? Also, one of my favorite economic concepts is opportunity cost. Is there an opportunity cost? In other words, are there other funds out there? Are global investors awash with funds that they are so eager to pump that money into Malaysia? I would contend not now.
Oh, so we take what we can get?
Exactly, take what you can get. So China is on this global buying spree. Now, if you want to say that you want to maintain your national interests as opposed to taking this FDI, it comes at a cost. I'll give you an example. China bid for part of Australia's power grid. Mm. Australia said, No, we're not going to do it. We're going to sell it to the local entities. Do you know how much it costs them? 5 billion Aussie dollars. That's about what? 15, 20 billion ringgit. You want to take on that cost? Sure. But you got to take that risk.
Jules, you mentioned xenophobia just now. Is there a reason why you brought up that word?
Well, these are, you know, what I think these are the things that Mahathir is implying, that he is kind of iffy about the Chinese coming in, purely mainland Chinese coming in and taking up an enclave. Whereas we also got to consider things and factors that are beyond business, right? What if Forest City become a ghost city? Because this is accommodation that's supposed to be built for 700,000 people, and these are on man-made islands. If ghost towns emerge from Forest City, there is cost behind the capitalistic considerations, you know, cost of actually maintain such things, not to mention the degree of eyesore that it would give to the population. So there are non-monetary costs that are involved.
I also wonder whether there's something specific about Forest City and Johor, especially, you know, given, I think, the role of royalty and its kind of links to developments within Johor. I believe, Julian, this was a kind of question that you posed to Country Garden Pacific View Executive Director Dato Uthman Haji Yusof when he was on the Breakfast Grill last year. So here's an excerpt of that interview.
And of course, the Sultan of Johor, Tuanku, has quite a meaningful stake in this project. Effectively, he has almost a quarter of the stake in the Forest City project. Do you think that the role of the Sultan has had a positive impact, not only for the commercial aspects of this project, but also for the people of Johor as well?
Earlier, when I mentioned about Sultan's vision to have the balanced economic growth on the eastern and the western sides of Johor, so it is not just up to that point. In fact, our Sultan, he's a very business-oriented and very visionaries. He is the one who get the investors to come in. He is the one who convinced the investors to invest in that particular area.
That was an excerpt of our Breakfast Grill interview last year with Dato' Uthman Haji Yusof, Executive Director of Country Garden Pacific View, when we spoke to him about the role of the Sultan of Johor in Forest City. If you want to listen to that full interview, you can catch the podcast on our website or on our brand new BFM app that's available on Apple's App Store and Google Play. We've got the opening numbers from Bursa Malaysia for you in the news bulletin next with Keith Kam on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.